Derby's atrocious Derby record continues at Anfield, and Liverpool do the business. There won't be any talk of this game about Liverpool surrendering two-goal leads again, because they stood firm. They give it everything. Curtis Jones come on, and I thought he was brilliant when he came on. He really got into it. The damage was done in the first half. Kirkes had his best game in a red shirt. He was terrific today. Liverpool open the scoring. Ryan Gravenberch with a wonderful finish. What a ball by Salah. What a goal. Ugo Ekitike then doubled the lead. What a pass by Gravenberch to score. Salah curled over. Then Gueye pulled a goal back for Everton. Grealish had a couple of moments, but in truth, Alisson didn't have nothing to save. Liverpool win it. Liverpool 2, Everton 1.
The city is red indeed. Steve Hunter summing up events at Anfield this afternoon. The 247th Merseyside derby ended with a 2-1 victory for Liverpool. Ryan Gravenberch and Ugo Ekitike with the goals for the Reds. Idrissa Gueye's second half strike for the Blues made it a little interesting, but Arne Slot's side held on for the precious derby win. I'm Matt Smith and you're listening to The Reaction. Coming up in this podcast, we'll hear from Arne Slot as well as Derby debut scorer Ugo Ekitike. But we'll begin with the thoughts of former Reds Phil Thompson and Ray Houghton, who joined me after the full-time whistle at a wet Anfield.
Never in doubt, was it?
Well,
I thought the first 30 minutes, that's as good as I've seen Liverpool play. I thought they were excellent. I thought they took the game to Everton, looked a real threat, got the goals, everything about the game was good. And then we did what we've done in a few games recently. We sat off it, just sat back, allowed Everton to get a stranglehold, if you like, without really looking threatening. I think they had Dewsbury Hall shot at the near post, went wide of the target. Not much more, but they looked threatening. But the second half, we looked, I've got to say, jaded at times. And I think the effects of the games that's been played, obviously the midweek game on Wednesday, we mustn't forget that. You know, it's not long from the game Wednesday night and, you know, everything that the boys that you put into that to get the victory against Atletico Madrid, to how quickly the turnaround was for today. And we spoke about it before the game. Everton, no match, so they had a free week to get their everything right about their performance today. And give them a bit of credit, they came into it in the second half. They did come into it, but still didn't really create an awful lot with the ball that they had. And in the end, you know, it was a really good 3 points.
It always is. I'm always delighted, but it was nervy, and it shouldn't have been. Mm. I did think we got sloppy, a little bit like Atletico Madrid in midweek. Had really good spells. We can't seem to put things together for 90 minutes. And we allowed just that 10 minutes before half time. It gave Everton a little bit of leaf. Mm. Oh, things are getting sloppy. We're giving the ball away in midfield. We're similar to that sort of last 20 minutes against Atletico Madrid. We need to manage the games a little bit better. Mm. Not a little bit better, probably a lot better than what we're doing at the moment. And then the second half, we've allowed Everton. And in the end, you can see the Everton players are, oh, there's something here for us. Yeah. And what happens? You find every bounce of the ball falls their way. Every free kick, the referee's given their way. You have to make sure you manage the game a lot better.
Mm. I mean, 15 points from 5 games works for most teams. It certainly works for Arne Slot's Liverpool. And depending on what happens later in the weekend between Arsenal and Manchester City, they're going to have a healthy gap on one, if not both of those rivals. And yet it still feels a work in progress.
It is work in progress, but every team is at the moment. You know, they're still trying to blend new players into the team, into the system that they're trying to play week in, week out. I think by the reaction, have you seen Arne and his coaching staff afterwards? They were all hugging each other, much more than normal. Yeah. And I don't think it was just because they were playing Everton. I think with the week that they've had, you know, going to Burnley, getting the late goal, midweek game against Atletico Madrid and scoring in the last minute to get the winner. And then today, I think they knew the boys were a bit jaded. They put an awful lot of work in. And listen, the lads, people will turn around, the fans will turn around and say, well, they're professionals, they should be prepared for all the games coming up. It doesn't always go that way. We're very early on in the season. They've also been away at international matches. Mm. A lot of them have played a couple of games. A lot of travelling, as Phil mentioned earlier, particularly the South American boys, and the fact that how far they have to go to play their football. So I'm giving them a little bit of leeway that way, because I was really impressed with the first 30 minutes. I thought they were really on their game, the Liverpool players. I thought they moved the ball well. You know, the goals that they scored, I thought the two goals were absolutely outstanding. Mm. You know, Ryan was involved in both, scoring the first and then involved in the second. I thought everything about us in that first 30 minutes was really, really good. Restricted to Everton team, virtually nothing. I can't remember really ever having a chance during that first 30
minutes. No, not sort of great. I thought they were poor. I thought Everton were really poor. They were dead. They were flat. Didn't know what they were doing. We were sitting there watching it, weren't we? From the stand, we were going, Dewsbury Hall just didn't know what to do. He's looking around thinking, have I got to go again? I'm like, well, why is he doing that? Grealish didn't know whether to stick or twist. There was so much, but we didn't nail it down. No. We should have sort of gone there. If we got a third, it would have made everybody. But 2-0, as I said about the Atletico game and the other games, it's always so dangerous. The next goal. And the next goal Everton got gave them a lift. But I'll tell you, there was so much good about a lot of our play. There was some great movement, great the way we got through the lines, particularly that first half. And that's so encouraging for what's to come, because you know you're going to get more 90-minute games from them. So I look at it as a massive positive. The 3 points is huge.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And the encouragement that maybe should come before the frustration is that you can see what's possible, can't you? When it gels, when they've got control of the ball, they can put any team under extreme pressure.
I don't think there's many teams that can live with Liverpool when they play like they did in the first 30 minutes. Just the pass and the movement, you know, the way that they broke through the thirds. Everton didn't know how to really compete against them. They were struggling. You could see everyone looking around saying, where should I be? And it was really, really good to watch. And for lads who've never played a derby match before, Liverpool Everton, the likes of Ekitiki and Kirkish, they were reliant a great deal for it. Special mention for Kirkish. I mean, he got brought off against Burnley because there was, a worry they might have got sent off. I thought he was excellent today. I thought he was terrific today. You know, and that's what the manager seen in him. You know, it was why he was brought to the club, because of his defensive capabilities, getting forward. He looked fitter than I've seen him. He looked stronger, quicker. Defended the back post very well. I don't know with the goal that Everton got, where he was at fault or not. I can't really tell from that point of view. But there was a few balls that came in at the back post. He defended really, really well throughout that second half when Liverpool were under a bit of pressure.
Well, you made the point pre-match, Phil, that the manager put faith in Milos Kirkes and said, look, OK, maybe you had a tough time last week and had to take you off even before half-time, but I put you in charge of that part of the pitch today, and he repaid that faith.
And there is, I think it's a big call because you've got Robbo there who we know is such a good player, and you're not, it's a derby game. He'll know all about derby games. He's played in them, he's Scottish, so you know how passionate you feel about derby matches. And I just thought that, but I'll tell you it again, he's picked him and he'll probably gone, well, I'm going to repay you. You could quite easily have picked Robbo above me, but I'm going to go out. I thought he was just absolutely astonishing what he did. And I know he's great defensively, but going forward at times, he took it beyond that press of Everton's. And he was a major threat all round.
A fourth goal this season, if you include the Community Shield. Three, certainly in the Premier League, for Liverpool's young buck up front, who started today, Hugo Ekitike. He's been having a word with Pete McDowell.
Well, Hugo, congratulations. Merseyside derby, tell us about your feelings to get all 3 points and get a goal.
Top. top. Yeah, obviously, I knew that game was really important for the fans. So win today was important. I felt on the stadium and the crowd was very loud today, so yeah, I mean, it's very proud feeling, happy feeling, and we just have to keep going.
Created great quality in that first half, obviously your goals being one of them, but we came out the block so quickly there, didn't we, as a team?
Yeah, that was fit. Obviously, that was a good first half. When they came back, it was a bit difficult with the 2-1, but we just kept the right mentality till the end, and I think that's what made the difference at the end.
You talk about mentality there. You got off to a great start with the goal at Wembley, but you know, each game you're progressing, each game you're getting better, and an historic goal against Everton in a Merseyside derby too.
Yes, I mean, it's really good, you know. I want to score every game if you ask me, so yeah, the last game I didn't score, but I always find a way to make the difference. It can be a goal, an assist, a run to create space for another player, so it's good. At the end, the most important is the team, and it's the 3 points today. So, yeah.
And that mentality to dig in, because we needed to. Everton created good chances themselves, and it was a fight at the end.
Yeah, honestly, that was a very good team up Everton. I was surprised. And I think it was a good good game to watch with a lot of intensity, a lot of duels. And yeah, it was tough game at the same time to play.
And in terms of the results so far, it's been perfect. Maximum points, so many good things to look back on too.
Yeah, but you know, football is moment. You know, we can be happy today till tomorrow, and when we wake up, we have to go again. We have on Tuesday, I think, cup game, a good cup game, and we just have to focus and keep going, because like you know our schedule is busy, and we just have game, and we have to reach goals all the time. So yeah.
You love your new song as well. You seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, stop. Honestly, I really like it. I said every time I want more loud, so I will try to keep scoring for the fans.
I just love his mentality. I love listening to him. You know, he knows what he wants out the game, what he wants to do as a footballer. But I tell you what a finish it was. Yeah. It was his touch, for me. A lot of players, when the ball was played through and when they touch it, it goes behind him, and they have to take another touch, and then the opportunity's gone. But his first touch was out in front of him, which gave him the chance to get the strike when he went through Pickford's legs to get the second goal.
I thought it was brilliant. A lot of people had tried to sweep it, because it was there to sort of to sweep, but then the keeper's getting himself set. It was just that touch, I think, gets it. And to finish it, and it goes between the goalkeeper's legs. They can't do anything about it. Mm. And I just thought it was a great move, which led up to it.
Yes.
You know, and for Ryan to thread it through, I thought was excellent. But you've seen it was about four or five passes which led to the goal.
And for a young fella, I think he's not long, 23, it does look like he expects to be delivering when those moments come. It's not like afterwards he gets all giddy and like a bottle of pop going off. He looks like, this is what I do. I'm capable of this.
Yeah, he's got an experienced head on young shoulders, isn't he?
Yeah.
You know, he knows what is required at this football club. I'm sure he's seen it from previous players who's been here. Mm. You know, and they've been lauded, come for big money, not quite worked for them. He's hit the ground running, you know, to score the goals that he's had. You know, he's made a real impact on the Liverpool supporters and on him as an individual. Mm. You know, and he's head there, I want to score in every game. That's what I want to hear from our centre forward. I want him to be in the right areas of the pitch, which is inside the box, when the balls have been delivered in there, and to finish the moves off. And I agree with Phil. I thought the move for the goal was absolutely brilliant. The running, the movement, the timing, it's pinpoint accurate. And that only comes from working on the training ground. These are the little things that you do in it, Phil, you know, the little passing and movement segments that you have within your training, and then you have the finishers in there to do what they do best, and I thought he'd done it really, really well.
Well, if you're even remotely keeping 125 million man out of the team, then you're doing something right.
And I'm just thinking now for next weekend, because obviously Southampton, probably, which we'll discuss soon, it gives the boss a problem of who you actually start. Mm. And I know Alex has been sort of stiff after the exertions of the Atletico Madrid game. But I'll tell you what, his movement, Hugo's movement, and sort of just toe-ending balls beyond people. He's so quick over the ground. I think it's given the boss a big problem, and it's a great one to have.
Yeah.
He's slightly different to Alex, I think. He's more of he links up as well more. He wants to get involved in the build-up play a little bit more. I think Isak wants to be in and around the penalty area where he's going to get opportunities. But I'm really impressed with what I've seen from Ekitike. I think he's been excellent. You know, I love his attitude. I love the way he goes about playing as a player, what he wants to try and do in games, and he looks super confident, but not in a brash way. You know,
no.
He's not arrogant or anything like that. You know, he's very humble, and he just wants to be a very successful footballer.
Yeah, and we saw the cameo, as it was today, from Isak when he came on. He got a couple of little overhit, didn't he? Passes into the channel here that on another day with a better way to pass, he's maybe getting shots off himself.
He's going to get better.
Yeah.
He is, of all the players, he's going to be a work in progress. Yeah. You can't sort of go all close and doing nothing. I know he's been training on his own, but it's never the same. And then not getting any sort of match practice. And for him, it's going to be a little while. So we will see him gradually get better. And I think he's going to be awesome. Because as Ray says, he is maybe more of a box player than Hugo, likes to link up and likes to do things sort of 10, 15, 20, 20 metres outside the box.
Yeah.
So, but it's so encouraging for us.
But you mentioned the runs that he made. the encouragement is that was a really good run.
Yeah.
You know, it was just the weight of the pass was wrong. It was nothing to do with his run.
Skiddy pitch.
The ball just got maybe overhit fractionally, but the run was excellent. You knew the space where to run into, and that's what you're looking for from your strikers.
Yeah. Talked about, Ekitike and Kirkes on Merseyside derby debuts, both earning their plaudits. And we talked about Ryan Gravenberg pre-match, and maybe he, among others, tired in that second half, which is why Everton had a bit of a head of steam. But oof, he's in some form.
He was absolutely fantastic for most of the game, and I know there was a couple of times you give it away, but you can. It's a bit reminiscent of the last quarter of last season when he was played really every game. Yeah. And so you got to give him a little bit of leeway. He'll be happy now with getting a little bit of a break all week, because I don't... Listen, when the subs come out, I don't expect him to be on the subs bench. I would expect him to give a good couple of days off to make him and Dominic to recuperate.
Yeah, and that's important, isn't it? This season on all fronts, like always at Liverpool, will be long and arduous and hopefully successful. And he has got a squad, but you've got to use it.
Yeah, when you're going to be successful, you have to utilise your squad. Yeah. You know, gone are the days you're going to get players playing in every game, or as Phil's day, was it 14 players? You're using 14 players over the course. That ain't going to happen anymore. It's much more of a squad rotation football as it is now, more so back in the day. And I think you're going to utilise your squad as best you can. I thought Ryan was brilliant today. I really did. I talked about before the game, I've seen the change in the way that he's playing. He's a lot more positive in possession of the ball. And you've seen that earlier on. You know, he was getting it and he was on the front foot. He was taking it forward. He was looking. His first thought in possession ball, how can I influence the game with a forward pass? His goal was brilliant. I mean, the movement... The ball in from Mo was absolutely world class.
Was it?
To get it up and over the top of the defender and land it perfectly for Ryan to do what he did. All credit to Mo for doing it, but the finish was brilliant as well.
I'd be tempted to, obviously, Tuesday's game is maybe McAllister to have 45 minutes. Just 45 minutes. I think he needs more minutes in his legs. Mm. He's had a few injury problems pre-season, not getting proper sort of full pre-season behind him, not hit the ground running. Yeah. And I think maybe to get him up to speed, just 45 minutes and that's it.
Yeah, and there's maybe one, he's the most obvious example, but there's one or two that are just seeking their top version of themselves, aren't they, in these first couple
I think
of months.
Also, we've got to remember that there'll be the staff working behind the scenes to evaluate how the players are and which ones are feeling more jaded than others, who needs a rest and who doesn't. So that's what their job is to make sure everyone is getting enough minutes in the legs, that they're all being competitive when it comes to the most important thing. Not that Southampton isn't important, but Liverpool want to win the biggest prizes of all, which is the... You know, the Champions League and the league. And I mean, I would imagine that's what they're looking at. That's why they brought the players in that they have in the summer, is to make them better than they were last season and to make them as competitive, even if not more competitive, this season. So they'll utilise that squad as best they can.
You both talked pre-match about, in your days, how feisty it started, a game like this. It kind of surprised both of you that it was a game of football rather than a game of fisticuffs for the first half an hour today.
It was. I think that was really down to us. Mm-hmm. I think it was the way we moved the ball a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get close to us. It was looking at each other. That's what I'm saying. The first press is the one. If that they don't get that right, that second one. So they can't get close to get challenges in. So I thought it literally, as for a feisty derby, it bypassed everybody.
Yes.
There was more sort of anger in the stands rather than it was on the pitch.
Well, you have to catch the cage to rattle it, don't you?
I don't think Evan could get close enough to Liverpool. And you've got to give Liverpool the credit. I thought Liverpool passed the ball really crisply with precision and at pace. And when you do that and you're not taking too many touches, you're not encouraging anyone to get close to you because the ball's already gone. Mm. And you could see that. We were talking about Dewsbury Hall, who actually improved as the game went on. In the second half, I thought he was very impressive for them, as was Jack Grealish. Yeah. I thought they really came into their own in the second half. But in the first half, you could see him looking around and saying, where do you want me to go? Because more often than not, he was picking up Ryan. And he was his job was to try to stick to him. But then Virgil would split, and then Big Ebu would split. And all of a sudden, they were like, where do I go now? Because they weren't ready for the way that Liverpool were playing. And it was just the pace that Liverpool played at. It was exceptional in that first 30 minutes.
It was. And there are new individuals, and I imagine the coaching staff and the manager are working on new patterns of play as well. We saw at times in that first half, both Bradley and Kirkes not
pushing on.
up, but also into the pitch to really overload in the middle of the park?
There was a lot of times with Connor. Connor was really pushed in like Trent used to be. Yeah. And sometimes I was looking and thinking, did he really know what he was doing? Because Trent used to do it just gradually. He went and stood in there, but at times he was looking around as though, am I in the right position? Yeah. I'm now. Am I doing the right thing? Whereas Trent did it natural. It'll come with Connor as he learns, but it was the two of them. I think that then gives us that overload in midfield.
Yeah, and then he had a job on, as you both said, with Jack Grealish.
Remember, where the game is played today, goalkeepers are like an extra player.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just... Because Everton were trying to press 4v4, because when Liverpool were pushing the two full-backs on, Gravenberch was coming deeper, McAllister was coming deeper, and then Everton tried to press the two centre-backs and the two... But you've got your goalkeeper who can play as well, and that's where you've got that one-man advantage. And it's how you pass it through from there to get the overload in other areas of the field. And I thought that's what Liverpool done better than they have done in previous games, the way they worked it out from the back and got an extra man, Dominic, a lot of the times, a little bit higher up the pitch, and then he could start attacks from there.
The Duracell bunny. He's got some pair of legs on him, that's obviously.
He was closing down Pickford, and then he was... And sometimes I think it is, if there's a criticism, he's on the far side of the pitch at one time, and he's coming right across the pitch to take a corner kick. And there's other players who can take it. You just look, this boy's dynamic for us. He brings so much energy to the team, the press, everything about it. Somewhere along the line, you've got to save the boy's legs. Somebody else take it.
Just a great attitude. Yes. He's just got a fantastic attitude to the game.
And that's infectious, isn't it, for other teams?
Yeah, I think so. And it rubs off on the others. Absolutely. There are times you're looking at him and you actually... I felt tired watching him because he was running around that often. And sometimes you just got... We talk about it often in the game. Just stand still. Yeah. You know, you can't always be the one to close down. I know you've got it within yourself that you want to do it, but there's times for your own sake and just to keep your position, hold your position.
I think Dominic just... That's him. You know, and... Closing down, he's having a look at... Nobody's closing down on Pickford. If it's not a good ball to him, I feel I've got half a chance. I'm going to start the press. Yeah. I don't know how many times he's done it in the first half. It must have been about 6, 7, 8 times.
He just doesn't seem to run out of gas, does he? He's just got an endless diesel engine with a turbo. What's nice about this kind of time on a Saturday afternoon when you've played first and won is that you can look at all the other fixtures and the table and get a bit excited about... how it might all really pan out for you.
Well, I think
the fans
might be looking at it. The players will be looking for a bit of rest after all the games that they've played recently. And, you know, they'll be hoping they get a day off tomorrow. I'm not sure what will happen. But and then the focus will be on Tuesday against Southampton. But, you know, I said I'm not sure if the players love playing at 12:30 on a Saturday, but there is occasions that you have to do it and you have to be prepared for it. And it's another victory.
This has been a particularly difficult one because Atletico Madrid, how tough it was. Yeah. Thankfully, we weren't playing away in the first game we were chosen. So that gave its own problems. Mm. Then the Thursday, what you do, rest and recovery. Friday, do a little bit. Mm. So and then you Saturday morning. You know, it's hard for players. Everybody, I think, well, they're being paid all the big bucks. It's still draining.
And it's a derby match to
emotionally and all that.
Absolutely.
And there is a runaway games around that next Champions League fixture, isn't there? There's Palace away next weekend, and then Galatasaray on the road, so all the way to Istanbul, followed by Chelsea on the road. So, it doesn't necessarily get easier. They come thick and fast. But it does give you and us now the vantage point of looking to the fixtures that lie ahead in the Premier League this weekend, including, as we said, Arsenal and Manchester City, who meet tomorrow afternoon. And you could look with the comfort, can't you, of the 15 points.
Do you know what's great? It's nice. It's really nice. And like any professional, you do have a little look around. It's not a great deal happening in the 3 o'clocks, but there's some big games, 5:30, massive game.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, the Man City and Arsenal. And we've all been debating, what would you want? Do you want City to win? Do you want Arsenal? Do you want a draw?
Will the Pope be tuning in at tea time, do you think, the Pope?
I'm not too sure about that. I think it's...
Just having a look at the formation that Ruben sets up with today. Anyway, that's their problem, isn't it? That's their problem. Yes, Manchester United, Chelsea. I mean, Brighton Spurs is an attractive game on paper amongst those 3 o'clocks, as you say. And then inevitably Liverpool fans will look at Arsenal City tomorrow and think, well whatever the result comes, it kind of is bound to do us.
Well, the manager will be looking at West Ham versus Crystal Palace. You know, the next league game, next Saturday against Palace, he'll be looking at their formation and how they play. I know it's an away game for them, but still, he'll be interested to see how they perform in that particular match. Look, you can't ask for any more than 5 wins out of 5. That's it. You know, you can maybe question the way that you've won. Has it been the best football? Maybe not. But at the end of the day, you know, they've got a target on the back this season, Liverpool. Everyone wants to beat them. And so far, no one's been good enough to do it. They've done enough in the matches that they played Liverpool to get the 5 wins. And they'll be looking forward to the next game against in the league against Crystal Palace, who beat them in the community.
Of course, the penalty shootout.
So there'll be a little bit of, get something back from that game,
Yeah, and they've changed a little bit since then, have they, with Eze's departure, but Jeremy Pino's come in, he's a talented player. They've got plenty of firepower if everyone's fit, we shall see. But I think from a Liverpool point of view, it's another way of proving a point today, isn't it? Or rather, three points. You didn't have to find a winner, you just had to stop the other team, who had a head of steam up, from finding an equaliser.
And they did it. We had to navigate our way around a difficult time. Certainly the passing wasn't up to scratch. We give the ball away in silly areas, which we don't normally do. Risky passes. Mm. And I think to navigate our way through Ebu and Verge at the back, I think we're essential in that. Yeah. A lot of good clearance, a lot of good headed clearance. Had a lot to deal with, not just in the footballing sense, but long throws, corner kicks, free kicks all coming in there. And it showed even late on. When they got a free kick, they were wanting to give it to Jack Grealish rather than put it into the box. That's the impact that he was having. So we had to negotiate all the way round there, and I thought we did it really well.
Yeah. I think obviously we'll still hope very shortly to hear from Arne Slot, the Liverpool manager, who can reflect, I'm sure, with comfort on the 5 wins from 5, even if there'll always be things that any coach would look at and say can do better. So we'll hear from him when we come back very shortly.
I'm Virgil van Dijk.
I'm Alexis McAllister.
I'm Andy Robertson.
Reds, the new Adidas Liverpool FC 25-26 season home and away kits are out now.
You can also shop the new Adidas LFC training range.
Buy them today
at your official LFC stores, online at liverpoolfc.com/store and on the official LFC store app.
You'll never walk alone.
As promised then, shall we turn our attention to the boss, who I'm sure is relieved and pleased with another win on the board. Here's Arne Slot with Pete McDowell.
Well, congratulations, boss. A derby win. They feel wonderful, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. Every win feels wonderful. A home game at Anfield. A win feels even more special, but a home game win against our rivals after the week we've had is again special.
Full toolbox of abilities, really, from Liverpool today. Scored great goals, but also when they had to dig in, defended the goal so well also.
Yeah, I think, again, we showed mentality. So a lot has been said about our mentality in scoring late game winners. That's not only mentality, that's also quality and fitness. Now, talking about fitness, for us to play the derby after we had to play on Wednesday evening, and we played the Sunday before, this whole week, for me, in every lineup I made before this game, I knew we had to be players that could be intense, could still fight, run, because this game, that is what this game is asking from us. So the only ones that played 3x90 were Virgil, Ibu, Mo, Ryan and Dom, and these are the 5 players that are used to the schedule last season as well. And the other ones I've tried to manage throughout the 3 games, and if you then look at how well we played the first half when we were fresh, then you can see what where we are up to. But yeah, if you give us this schedule, 7 days, 3 games, then the second half is mentality instead of freshness or quality.
And one of those goal scorers you mentioned there in Ryan Gravenberch has just been wondrous, hasn't he? And probably looking at it an hour in and thinking you'd like to spare him, but he seems priceless at the moment at both ends of the pitch.
No, it's funny that you say, because the intention was to take him off after 60 minutes because he's so important for us. Because he's such one of a kind, you don't want to run the risk of him maybe missing out on numerous games.
But then we conceded a 2-1. So I said, let's keep him on and do it differently, because he's been outstanding for us offensively, but defensively he's very important as well.
And just finally, the maturity of the new players as well. It can be a cauldron, can't it? The atmosphere, the temperature of these games, but so many individual performances from guys who've never played in this game before.
Yeah, but we knew we brought in very good players, and that's what they showed today again as well. The difficult thing is we bring new players in, especially if they come from different league or if they have hardly been trained before, is for them to be ready to play 60, 90 minutes every 3 days. And we have to manage that. And in the meantime, we're still able to win and we still see a lot of good things from them.
On a slot with Peter McDowell. Interesting to get that sense of the split-second decision sometimes that you have to make from the touchline, which you'll have been involved in many times, that Gravenberch was about to come off and then, nope, he stays.
Well, you do, because there's moments in the game where you're sitting pretty and you think this is good and you're trying with a cool head. Then all of a sudden, that goal changes things, because we sit in the stands and we say next goal's massive. Mm. Everton got it, and all of a sudden and that's the value of Ryan at the moment, is that he never felt he was comfortable to take him off. And then you're somebody who can be quite tired, as with Dominic, is that you're looking and you're going, these are tired boys, put the vital into that, the cog of the machine, what keeps ticking over. And Ryan Gravenberch, as we were sort of talking about earlier on, it's just what he brings to this side. He is so quick, so good, so precise with his passing that he again was one of the stars. He'll get a rest in midweek.
I'm sure he will, although the strength of the squad we discussed, and there are in some cases, like for like, even quality and style changes you can make, but he's one of the ones with maybe Salah, Van Dijk, where there isn't an obvious like-for-like replacement, is that he is the only player of his type in that part of the pitch.
Yeah, they've tried players back there. Curtis has had an opportunity there in certain games, but he's the best. What I've seen in the last year or so, exceptional last year. He's improved this year as well. And when you're playing games, as a manager, you're learning all the time. Even in victories, it doesn't matter whether you lose, you win. You're always, you're learning all the time about your players and who you can trust and who you can't trust. And I'm sure that's the case for Arna today. There's certain players who really stood up to the fight. We'd be delighted with Kirkish.
Yeah.
You know, we mentioned after last week coming off, he really improved as an individual today. And then you've got the rocks at the back. Yeah. You know, you've got Canati and you've got Virgil. You know, they're back there organising, leading. You know, it's only when I seen Ibu at a game when there was no crowd. I wouldn't have put him down as one of the talkers in the team. I always thought Virgil was the main one. He surprised me. Really? He, good organiser. Anyone in and around him, giving them information, telling them position they should be. And that's what you want from your players as well. You want leaders. You want players who stand up in tight situations and they're the ones you can depend upon. And I think we've seen that today. For Everton dominating in the last 20 minutes, you know, having a lot of the ball, think of the chances. There wasn't that many, and that comes down to the way that the lads just dug in and made sure that they were strong mentally and coped with anything that came into the box.
And Arne Slot mentioned that little group of players who were used to the rhythm and the minutes that were required of them last season, and then he'll find out about some of his new arrivals each game now, won't he? With his staff, with his sports science people, what were the numbers look like? What was the eye test on Kerkez, on Ekitike, on Isaac?
I think they looked at the medical science guys about Vert for this game, because we all thought that he's the one to unlock their defence. Maybe that was showing that this boy's on the cusp of maybe doing some damage. So they've had a look at that. Those players, the core players that I think he was talking about there, will get a rest in midweek, because if they're your go-to players, you're going to have to go to them all the time. And I don't care sort of how the other players, how do you pick your games in this Premier League of ours? Every game from the bottom to the top can be massive. And so it's going to be difficult. You've got to rely upon them. It happens all the time, by the way. You do them. But the two centre-backs, they're the ones that you can rely upon literally all the time.
Yeah, and obviously they've got to stay fit like any team, any squad. You're going to need a bit of luck, aren't you, with injuries if you're going to go deep in all competitions.
Every club will say the same. They want to have their best players fit for virtually every game that they're involved in. But you have to use them sparingly when you can. Yes. You have to give them opportunities to rest them. And there'll be certain matches the manager already had in mind where he said, well, I'm going to change it around. I'm going to give some of the fringe players who are sitting patiently waiting for their chance to get some minutes into the legs. And that's when he'll play them. But this month, Liverpool got so many games. Yeah. You know, you mentioned, you know, Southampton. Then you've got Palace and Galatasaray away, I think. So that's just game after game after game. And you can't just keep playing the same 11 thinking, yeah, they'll be fine. At some stage, you're going to have to utilise the other players that are in your squad, and it'll probably be this Tuesday the manager will give some of the big-name players a chance to just, you know, have a rest, you know.
He could give most of the boys three days off, that's what he could. That's he could just rely upon, because maybe he'll need a little bit of cavalry on the bench with a few younger players. Well, yeah, although we're talking like this, we're not trying to put the League Cup down.
No.
These other players have to play because that's why you build up such a squad. Mm. And you can't go into Tuesday night and not play these boys. No. So it's great, but you need one or two there who you're going to have to maybe rely on.
You have to dangle
the
carrot for the fringe
players. Of course you do.
You can't just keep leaving them on the bench and giving them 5-10 minutes here. That ain't going to be enough for them.
No, because Leone and Chiesa, for instance, couldn't even make the bench today. That's how deep the squad goes with the nine allowed. So you've got to find a way to keep them happy when you can, haven't you?
Yeah. No,
you've got to.
You have to, and these are the games. They will expect to play on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And then it comes down, if you are, you need, as we heard from Dominic, he was saying, I don't care where I play. When I'm asked, I'm going to go and do my best. It's like the boys who are going to play on Tuesday night. Mm. They have to give the best. They have to be ready in case there's one boy who gets injured in that first team. I want to be 100%.
Does he want a balance of experience and youth for all of the fresh legs that you both think he'll go for? Because Tuesday night comes around quick, doesn't it?
It does, and he has got experience as well. There's a lot of players who are, you know, currently on the bench at the moment who are very experienced.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been patient. You know, they know that they're not going to play every week, but they'll be saying to the manager, there's certain games you've got to put me in. You know, there's times I need to play.
Robertson, Gomez, Endo those kind of players.
Leone at the back. I'm looking forward to seeing him play centre back with Joe.
Yeah, Leone.
So it should be good. Frimpong at right back, Robbo. It's going to be a good side, you know, but it's a good side that's never played together before. So the fans who come along on the day, it's quite exciting. Mm. But again, you've got to give a little bit of leeway. You know, in the midfield of Endo in there with Curtis, maybe Chiesa, then I would give 45 minutes to Isak to give him some more minutes in his legs. So it's great. And Rio on the wing, look forward to seeing him again.
Yes.
So it's more or less picking itself.
The lads that do come in, you know, this is your chance. You know, don't think of it as just, I'm going to get one opportunity here and that's it. If you play well and you excite and the manager likes what you've seen, you put yourself in the frame for future matches. Remember when we went played Plymouth in the FA Cup and it didn't go quite as well with the lads that came in? So that's what you don't want. You don't want players coming in and maybe feeling a little bit sorry for themselves, saying, oh, I should be part of the first 11 week in, week out. When you get your chance, that's your opportunity to excel. Go out, grasp it, take it as well as you can. Some good youngsters there, some experienced players, and that blend should be enough against Southampton, but it's down to the starting 11 that the manager picks. Go out there and play to your potential.
Yeah, nice problems to have. You can probably see you folks watching at home from the amount of water on the desk.
We've got most of the River Mersey.
Yeah, we have, absolutely, that we're getting drenched, but we've got a couple of minutes left. So to come back to obviously the win here today and the perfect start in the league and for that matter in the Champions League, because it's another narrow win and they've had a bit of pressure heaped upon them in the latter stages, I suppose for some fans, is the glass half full, or is it still, am I still worried about aspect of this?
Listen, you can hear the fans still saying, you know, we are the champions. That from last season. They're loving it. They're loving what the manager's brought. They're loving the fact that they've gone 6 games with 6 wins. You know, that's what you want. If you're not enjoying it now, you should never be enjoying it.
No.
That's being a supporter, is watching your team week in, week out. And if they're winning every week, you should be going feeling happy.
If we have the final outcome, which is winning the league, because we didn't play well for weeks last year, and we won so many by the odd goal, and that's what the boss has spoken about. We need to sort of have maybe a few more goals in the locker, but that's what happens, that's what you do, and that's why you're successful. All good teams, Ray's side, my side, you do it. People thought we were brilliant. No, we weren't. We struggled through a lot of games, but this is so much like at the start of last season. As long as the results keep coming, we will get better.
Yeah, And actually, some of the big name, big money arrivals haven't had the chance to win games to turn the screw yet, maybe apart from Ekitike. So that's a bonus as well.
But they've been involved in Newcastle away. That would have been a great learning curve. From beat Arsenal here in a tight game. Yeah. They've really enjoyed the end of that. Some of them not played in a, you know, the Everton-Liverpool game before. Mm. You know, Wirtz coming on, that was his first opportunity to be involved in them. And you've won that as well. So these are all good markers for the rest of the season. They've all got good memories of fixtures they've played this season. Scoring late last weekend, you know, up at Burnley. Mm. Kept going, got the rewards, got the 3 points.
Glad we didn't need it today, though. The last minute one. I'm glad sort of Everton didn't get anything, which we would then have to push forward, opening ourselves up. Today was a great result.
Because it had, didn't it? In that 10 minutes or so from the end, with Everton having only got one, it just had that slight whiff of Goodison last season.
Yeah, it did have, there could have been a late goal, but I think you've got to credit the lads for digging in the manner that they did. You know, they've seen the game out to get the 3 points after a really tough week. We mustn't forget that. You know, to go to Burnley, and then when we said about Atletico Madrid, and then today as well, that's three games within 6 days, isn't it? 6 days. We played last Sunday, then we played Wednesday, we played today, Saturday. So that's a tough fixture list against competitive sides, and you had to work hard to get all three wins. But I think it's great from the players' point of view. And there was signs today, both Phil and I were talking about the first 30 minutes. That gave me encouragement for the rest of the fixtures they've got. If they can play like that, and they're going to, and you can do that for 30 minutes in the first half, 30 minutes in the second half, there aren't many teams that are going to beat Liverpool if they can play to that level week in, week out.
Which leaves us all able to go and park ourselves somewhere comfortable, doesn't it, for the rest of the weekend? One or two of us, well, indeed, with either a hot drink or a cold drink, depending on your preference, and watch what everybody else does. And that's the beauty of coming first and getting the win first.
No, it is. It's a great time when you've won, and you just sit back. You can go, and you don't want to watch Soccer Saturday anymore because that's rotten.
Other programmes are available.
No, but it's just great to sort of see them all fighting for the points, and we've got ours in the bag.
That's it from today's episode of The Reaction. We'll be back midweek after Liverpool's Carabao Cup third round clash with Southampton. Until then, if you haven't already, please give us a follow to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.